You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. I like turning every single thing I can and everything I post, I love nothing more than turning it into a question. You know, instead of just accusing an anti-white of supporting white genocide, I ask them why they support white genocide. Instead of saying as a statement, "You support conditions imposed on my race that lead to my race no longer existing," I ask them, "Why do you support conditions imposed on my race that lead to our race not existing in the future?" You know, however you want to state it, I always like it better as a question. And the reason is, it's bait. I mean, we're not just out there looking to shine the light on the ghoul so people can see the glowing yellow eyes. One of the reasons we're here is to, you know, draw them out. We are here to be trolling for anti-whites. We're trolling. We're on a ship. We are actually out here trying to catch us some anti-white. That's what we're doing. When you ask a question, you're going fishing for anti-whites to take that bait. And our bait is... we ask them why they support white genocide. Or you can also have questions like, what did white people do to lose our right to exist? You know, if you point out the genocidal double standard, you know, nobody's flooding Asian countries with non-Asians and only Asian countries with non-Asians and expecting them to intermarry and assimilate to end a race problem that only exists in Asian countries. Nobody is flooding every single black country with non-blacks, force integrating them, and then using media to promote a message of interracial marriage to solve all the race problems in only black countries. Why do you only support doing this in white countries? You point out the double standard, and then you ask them what justifies that double standard. You can actually tell them, thank you for justifying genocide. You're justifying genocide. And you make it apparent in front of the audience that this person is justifying genocide. One of the best ways to do that is to put out some bait in the form of a question, and hopefully they take it. You know, and if they say, I support white genocide, what I want you to do is to ask them to repeat themselves, act like you didn't hear it. Okay, if they blatantly come out and say, I think the world would be a better place without white people, if it's on a form or something, ask them if it's a typo. Ask them if they could explain in further detail why the world would be a better place without white people. It's not about them trying to convince us that the world is a better place without white people, and they're not going to convince any of that audience. The more that they go into detail about how they support genocide of whites, the bigger favor it does for us. It doesn't help us as much for us to call them a genocidal maniac as when they call themselves a genocidal maniac. That's going to help us much more. If you want to chum the water a little bit, there's no better way to do it than to try and take a look at whatever you're about to post and ask yourself, how could I phrase this as a question to make them admit that they support white genocide? Question, question, question. I want you asking them lots of questions, okay? There's no way to better to catch a lot of fish than to get lots of fishing lines out there. Lots of hooks in the water, okay? We're going to catch ourselves a whole school of anti-white, or bring them back to the fish market to show everybody what we caught. Some anti-white. Okay, and so I want you guys asking them lots and lots of questions, particularly questions that lead back to white genocide. You know, I don't want you asking them questions about what they're wearing or anything silly like that. You know, we keep it to white genocide, but you ask them why they support white genocide, and you can ask more specific questions. Why do you support this double standard that leads to only my race not existing in the future? Why do you hate white children so much? You know, think of all the nasty questions, these baited questions they like asking us, okay? You know, why do you hate black people? Don't you think that sounds sort of supremacist? You know, are you a racist? Are you some sort of a bigot? You know, they like asking questions. This is something anti-whites, particularly the vocal ones, have sort of been trained to do by professors in universities, by anti-white media, by simply thinking they have the moral high ground. Because part of having the moral high ground is you're in the position to ask the questions to the person who's in the wrong. Okay, the prosecution asks the questions. The defendant answers. And because they're so self-righteously self-assured that they believe that white people are evil and that they're a good guy because they hate white people so much, they feel that they have the privilege of asking us the questions. Well, they don't. Okay, they are the ones supporting conditions imposed on our race that lead to the destruction of our race. They can answer our questions. You do not have to answer the questions of the anti-white. I say that again. You should not answer the questions of anti-whites. Most of them are baited questions. I was on the Don and Derek Black show, and there was an anti-white who called in, and he asked Truck Roy a question, and we've already gone over it. Don't you guys go beat up Truck Roy over this, verbally or anything like that. He knows the mistake he made, but I'm bringing it up to show it as an example to you guys so you don't make the same mistake, okay? I love you, Truck. You're a great guy, but I got to pick on you for a second just to use it as an example so these guys don't make the same mistake. There's an anti-white who likes calling the show, and for a while he would bully around the talk show host because he would ask them questions, and they felt that there was some moral need to answer his questions. And the question he asked was, what do you think these anti-whites are going to do once they've managed to exterminate white people via assimilation? You know, once they've assimilated whites out of existence, what do you think their plan is? And Truck Roy, he speculated. You know, he honestly was trying to answer the question. He thought it was the right thing to do. He tries answering the question. And his answer to the question was, I don't know, maybe they'll try mixing people and animals. You know, these guys are totally insane. Anyone who tries genociding his own race is insane, and maybe they'll try mixing people with animals. And he even said, I'm just speculating here. But what this anti-white did afterwards was he tried backing Truck Roy into a corner, and he kept bringing up the whole, you think they're going to, you're crazy. Your genocide theory is crazy. You actually think they're going to try mixing people and animals? You know, and he keeps asking more questions. And at that point, I had it. I had to call him back. I asked Dave a question. Okay, and I pressed him for the answer, and I continued asking him the question, insisted he answer the question, and even kept count of how many times I was asking him the question and he was dodging around it. And that question was, what justifies the double standard against my race that leads to my race no longer existing? How come it's okay for Asians to continue having exclusively Asian countries, and why it's okay for black people to have countries exclusively for black people, but it's not okay for my race to have any area exclusive for ourselves large enough for our long-term sustenance? This leads to my race not existing in the future. That is genocide. What justifies this double standard which leads to my race no longer existing? And I kept pressing him on it. I kept pressing him on it, asking him over and over again. I'd repeat the question to him, you know, and he'd keep trying to dodge it. He tries saying, I hate the Constitution. He tries saying, if you don't like it, get out, you know, get out of the country. All of a sudden, he's starting to spew insults at me, and he's refusing to answer the question. And in front of the audience, you know, what this is, that is the yellow eyes of the ghoul being exposed. Because they can see plain as day that this guy's refusing to answer why he supports a genocidal double standard that gets rid of white people. He finally tried to justify it, saying all the evil things white people have done in history. I said, thank you very much. You are justifying genocide. Let's try this again. That's not a good enough answer. What justifies this double standard? And I just keep pressing him with that question. You know, if they start going on the attack and attacking you, that's good. And when he tried asking me questions, I said, I'm not jumping through your hoops. I said, this is a pro-white show, and you're here to answer our questions, okay? You don't have to feel obligated to answer the question, even if you're not running a talk show. Even if it's just you on a message forum, you do not have to answer the anti-whites' questions. What I like to do is I like to turn around their questions, acknowledge their question, and then ask them a question based on their question. So if they say, what, you think white people should be allowed to have countries exclusive to themselves? Doesn't that sound sort of supremacist? Well, we go back to that double standard, right, guys? We say, well, if every single Asian country and only Asian countries had been flooded with non-Asians, they were force integrated, not allowed to have a single area in any Asian country exclusive for Asians, would you accuse them of being supremacist if they had a problem with that, knowing that that situation leads to a future without their people existing? Would you ask them if that's supremacist for them to have a problem with it? Or do you only support genocide of white people? I acknowledge their question, and I ask them a question based on it that brings it back to what? That double standard that leads to our genocide. We keep asking questions, questions, questions. Do not answer the anti-whites questions. It's a great way to tailgate, actually. You know, if they ask you why you don't like black people and you start answering the question with crime stats and all this, or you say, oh, I don't hate black people. Well, you want a country without black people in it. You must hate black people. Why do you hate black people so much? Is what they're going to follow it up with, because they're asking you a baited question. They're trolling for pro-white. Yes, they're fishing for pro-whites. They want to catch some pro-whites and make us look bad in front of the audience. And so they're going to ask you baited questions. Don't take the bait. It's fool's bait. Don't be a fool. And sometimes, especially if you're doing this with voices, you know, you're talking out loud, it's not on a message board, you might not see what can happen when you're talking to someone with your voice. But a lot of times the situation can devolve into two people trying to talk over each other. And you'll have the anti-white just trying to interrupt you, yell at you, call you names, all that kind of stuff. Whatever you do, do not take the bait. Do not be verbally bullied into answering his questions. When you are verbally bullied into answering the questions, you're still taking the bait, so don't do it. And sometimes stuff just does result in a shouting match. If you're calling any radio show or something like that that's not pro-white friendly territory or whatever, it might happen. I don't care. Don't take the bait. You don't have to answer their questions, okay? Ask them a question based on their question. It's the best way to handle it, because then you're at least acknowledging the question, so the audience can't act like you didn't acknowledge it, okay? But then you do ignore it and ask a question of your own based on it. It's one of the most important concepts you can have. If you don't quite get every part of this particular podcast, just remember two things. Try to phrase anything that you say to an anti-white as a question that lures them out into verbally showing how they support white genocide, and don't answer their questions. If I can keep it real simple, ask questions, ask questions, ask questions, demand they answer your questions, keep count of how many times you ask, and do not answer their questions. It's an important part of practical politics that some people have some trouble getting their minds wrapped around, because most white people are very, very logical thinkers. We like to think about things in a logical way, and we like to be fair with things. We have this innate sense of fairness. Remember that whole moral high ground thing? It comes back to white people having an innate sense of fairness. So you point out that double standard. You know, Asians can have countries that are exclusively for Asian people and no one cares. No one has a problem with it. Black people can have countries exclusively for black people. Nobody minds. Hispanic people can have countries exclusively for Hispanic people and nobody cares. But if white people want it, they're called evil racist Nazis who want to kill 6 million Jews and clone Hitler. And that's an ugly double standard. You point that out, and it grabs the moral high ground in front of that white audience, because white people hate double standards. And because they have that innate sense of fairness, and people who have that innate sense of fairness, they sort of feel obligated to answer questions because it seems like the right thing to do. Well, I don't care how natural it feels to try answering questions or try telling them, no, I don't hate black people. I just love my own race. I don't hate black people. You're on the defensive. The prosecution is the one with the moral authority. And as soon as you're on the defensive, you're the defendant. Don't be the defendant. Be the prosecution. We're here to expose the anti-white as a morally bankrupt genocidal maniac, which they are. They do. If someone's anti-white, they support this double standard, which leads to our race no longer existing. Okay? So remember, you're the one who asks the questions, and it might not seem natural to turn their question into a question back on them. Okay, it might not seem natural to not just answer what seems on its face like a perfectly legitimate question. I guarantee you, once you get one whiff that this is an anti-white, any question they ask you is bait, and it seems natural to answer it. But we got to remember, it's not natural, the situation we're in. We are not in a natural situation. When you are not in a natural situation, you are faced with an unnatural circumstance. Okay, and since we're not in a natural circumstance, it means sometimes falling back on what our natural instinct is to do can actually get us in trouble. The same way the natural instinct of a fish is to take the bait is not good for the fish. I know, the fish has a natural instinct to eat to survive, but when it takes the bait, it's a fish on a hook. do not be a big pro-white tuna on a hook because you took the bait when the anti-white asked you a baited question. You turn right around, you turn that hook into bait for the anti-white, you try to find out what justifies genocide of white people, why they think the world would be a better place without white people existing. Okay, again, always comes back to genocide. Ask them the question, throw the bait out there for them. I know it might not feel natural to not answer their question because it seems like the fair thing to do, but remember, don't be a fish doing the natural thing and taking the bait. Okay, you're in an unnatural circumstance, don't take the bait. Don't answer their questions. We ask the questions. We are the pro-whites. We are exposing them as an anti-white genocidal maniac. So we insist they answer our questions. Okay? And another thing, too, keep asking them the same question over and over again. Once you have a good question that's formulated out of the discussion, when you're making points off of them and they're trying to argue with you and they're asking you questions and you turn around and ask them a question. Okay, based on it, and it helps good to, if you see them making anti-white statements, go ahead and open up with a question like that. A baited question that if they answer it in any affirmative of any kind, they are admitting to being supporting genocide. Go ahead and open right up with that if you can. And then just keep asking them the question over and over again and keep, you know, and keep count too after it's been like five, six times for the sixth time. Answer the question, why do you support the double standard of conditions imposed on my race, which leads to my race no longer existing? Why do you support genocide of white people? What did white people do to lose our right to exist? Why do you think a world without white children would be a better place? Okay, I know these are really baited questions, guys. All right, they really are. And of course, if they get into the defensive and they try saying, well, I don't think the world's a better place without white people. I don't hate white people. I'm not anti-white. Well, so then, do you support conditions being imposed on our race that leads to us no longer existing? Is it okay if we have ourselves an area of land large enough for our long-term sustenance to be exclusive for us? Is that all right with you? Are you saying that's okay? And now they're stuck in a situation where they have to agree that yeah, it's okay for us. Basically, they're ready to concede ground. They're ready to say it's okay for us to have enough land for us to preserve ourselves long term. Yeah, let's throw a party. Okay, they just they're now trying to appease us by wanting to give us what we want. That is what we want. That's good. You can even ask them if they're pro-white or anti-white now. You can ask them the iron question now. You really can. And then if they fall back into their old tricks, you know, well then just you know what to do. Okay, keep hammering them with those questions. Well, just a minute ago you said it would be okay for white people to have enough land exclusive to themselves. Why did you suddenly change your mind? Do you hate white people again? It could get silly, guys. It can get silly. But the important thing to remember, the bottom line of this podcast is my favorite subject. Anything you're going to post, always ask yourself before you hit the post button, could I have phrased this as a question? Could a couple small changes turn this into a question that could lure the ghoul out of the cave so people could see his yellow eyes glowing in the sunlight? Just ask yourself, could I phrase this as a question? Could a couple small changes that turn this into a question turn this into some really good chum for the anti-white to take the bait in? And don't answer their questions, okay? Do not answer the questions of an anti-white. The only time I say it's okay to answer a question is if it's another pro-white asking you a tactical question, an honest question of how can I deal with this anti-white. Of course, we answer questions honestly if it's a pro-white asking the question. We're here to help each other. So that should go without saying, but I don't want any snarky people to say, well, he told us never to answer questions. If it's an honest question from someone else who's pro-white, another one is if it is really a white person who's white and normal and sitting on the fence. They're undecided. They're not quite sure what the moral high ground is. If they ask you a question, an honest, legitimate question, are you guys wanting to do really nasty things to black people and Asians and Jews, or do you just really want to have a place for yourselves for your long-term survival? Because I'm not sure if you guys are about hating people or if you're just about loving your own race and wanting to preserve it. And if it's the latter, I want to be with you guys. Okay, then it's okay to tell him what we're all about. We really are about the long-term preservation of our race and people and just ensuring they're going to be white people on this planet living happy and healthy in 1,000 years. That's what we're really about. Okay, you can answer an honest question like that. But as soon as you get one whiff that this is an anti-white, as soon as if he follows that up with a question that's that you can tell is a baited question, you should be developing an anti-white radar. And by now, when this guy asks you another question that seems baited, if he seemed like he was neutral at first and he's just trying to decide, you know, who's in the moral right and who's in the moral wrong, and all of a sudden he does something or says something that indicates to you he could be an enemy trying to get you on the hook in front of an audience, you immediately start asking him the questions. You treat him like any other anti-white as soon as you figure out he's an anti-white. Get people divided. Literally, we're trying to divide white people. Okay, we're trying to divide the anti-whites from the pro-whites and have nobody left in between. Because once you divide anti-whites from the pro-whites can get anything they want. And I guarantee you the pro-whites will capture the majority. Because most white people are not so mentally ill they think the world would be better without us. Really, there are not as many anti-whites as most of us think. I think the problem is that most of them are just very vocal. And they're so good at keeping the whites who are in the dark about this, that sleeping white titan I keep referring to. Well, right now it's kind of being treated like a herd of sheep, and the anti-white is the sheepdog. Well, we happen to be the new sheepdog in town. Okay, we're going to take those sheep. We're going to move them in a healthier direction. We're not moving them towards the slaughterhouse anymore. And when one of them comes out and wants to be the sheepdog too, and they have an honest question to ask, you know, one of these sleeping whites asks an honest question, it is okay to answer their questions.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.